Right, let's start the show with our new sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Yawns.
By two exhausted parents. We're not new parents anymore, we're exhausted parents.
Oh, what are we, 3 weeks in today?
Yeah, he's 3 weeks today.
Mm.
Yay.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a whirlwind. Like, in one aspect, it feels like he's been here so much longer.
Yeah, like, what did we do before this?
Yeah, I know. But it does feel like he's been here so much longer. But when you look at it and just go, oh, it's only been 3 weeks. Like
a month ago, he was still in your belly.
Yeah. Hey, little piglet.
We had our first date night.
We did.
The first time away from the baby.
Yeah, lasted approximately 2 hours. And I wanted to go home.
We were full of ambition on the way out, though. This was us on the way out the door. In the back of the taxi, the first time we haven't one of us been on duty. How do you feel?
I feel okay because it's my mom that has them, and I've kind of told myself in my head that it's only 2 hours, so like we'll be back before he goes to bed. You good?
Get locked?
No way. I won't be getting locked.
We might as well have had the taxi man who dropped us off wait outside. It was lovely.
But to be honest, what was that? We were a week and a half? How long?
Less than 10 days, yeah.
Yeah, so like I think from a recovery point of view for me, whatever about from a baby point of view, leaving the baby, that was fine because we left him with my mom. I guess from a recovery point of view, yeah, it was a lot for me, 10 days out from having a section and sitting in a restaurant. So I don't know what I expected. I knew I wasn't out for the night. I knew
this
I wasn't out to get
this
locked.
This whole recovery, though, you've been in a rush to get better.
Yeah, I'm not good at just not
You're
being
not.
Able.
But you need to be.
I know.
Because then what happened the other day?
I know, yeah.
Exactly. And I'm not saying I'm right or I'm not gloating
in
the fact.
Are you not?
But I can't help but acknowledge the fact that I am right. I know. It is one of those things that it's been hard for me to watch you because I don't want to tell you not to do things. I'm not your parent. You know, I can't do that. And also you would laugh at me if I tried to do that. But also on the inside, knowing that this girl shouldn't be doing what she's doing.
But at the other side of that is like, I have a brand new baby and I have to look after him. So like I'm doing things.
I appreciate that. You don't have to lift the 10 kg dog on and off the bed. You don't have to hoover downstairs when I'm asleep. You don't have to do all these things behind my back that I'm asking you not to do. Or get into the fucking attic. Woke up the other morning to the sound of the attic door opening. Like, what are you doing?
I wanted to see if my old leggings would fit me.
This is what I'm dealing with.
They did fit. It was worth the trip.
It was worth it for the confidence booster.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you feel like shit. I needed a boost.
Something to kind of remind you.
Yeah, it would be devastating. Well, it was devastating. My jeans wouldn't close, so we'll do that another time.
You're 2 weeks out from it. Like, you still, your insides haven't had a chance to shrink back down to
you're
the normal
just
size.
You're just chasing that good feeling, like that feeling like yourself again. And I'm not good with just sitting around waiting to heal. I want to do that myself. Date night was a success in terms of we got out, had a drink, and then we were going to go across the road to the pub, and then we were just like, we just go home. You were like, I'll have a drink at home, because I didn't really want any more drink.
And the main purpose of the night wasn't necessarily just the 2 hours we got out the door.
No.
It was the 10 hours of sleep that we got.
Like, it was the best sleep ever. We couldn't even hear a thing. Couldn't even hear a pin drop. We were conked out. We were home early enough, and Mam was watching a movie, and we ended up sitting up with Mam for a little while, and then she was like, go to bed. So we all went to bed anyway. 10 hours sleep. It was like the best sleep ever.
I was back in work the next morning doing a little something, and I had a spring in my step. I was like, oh God, you seem like you're a great form considering. I'm like, that's what one good night's sleep can do. It can reset everything.
And it really does, because she came over on Friday night as well, last week, to do it again. The difference of just getting those extra hours of sleep, and then I was able to get up the next morning like early enough and clean the whole house and like do all that sort of stuff, where on the day to day when you're not getting any sleep, it's so hard to do like
anything.
Put a wash on do all those sort of stuff when you have a baby stuck to you all day.
On paper it's like, they feed every 3 to 4 hours, so half an hour to get the bottle into them, and then they'll get down, and then you have a couple of hours to potter and do stuff.
Not with this little monster.
No, he just doesn't sleep. He doesn't cry.
Like,
he's exactly what you hear now is what he does all day, every day. Just mooches. Just
little piglet, we call him. Piglet, he makes little piggy noises.
So the second night your mom called over, I went over a pint.
Yes.
Boys' night. Lads.
So was it worth it?
Because I was on the next morning. Was it worth it?
Well, that sounds like I didn't allow you to have, like...
No, we wanted to. I wanted to do the next morning because, yeah, I kind of just wanted to put myself through it so that I could either say, yeah, this is something I can do hungover, or know that it's something I absolutely cannot do and it's not something I want to do hungover again. Because so I love you... drinking, right? And I love being a little bit drunk. Not too drunk, but I just love that kind
of...
The buzzy feel. Like, that's amazing. But is that good enough to have to spend the next day...
But originally, like, you went out, well, 7:30, and you were like, oh, I'll be home at midnight.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah,
you really wanted the good night's sleep because my mom was here and stuff like that. But you didn't get home until, what was it, 2:30 or something?
It was late enough, yeah. But that's, again, that's the good time chats. That's it. The first pint, we're like, I literally thought I was going to have 2 pints. But the problem is, once the second pint is into you, you're loosening up. You're like, you know what? Future Killian has to deal with this. Mm. Present Killian wants another pint. Let's get another pint in. And then you get the third pint, and there's two of us. So then you've got to go with the fourth pint to even out the rounds. And then you know yourself. You know how it happens before you know it.
But it's good as well because you got adult conversation. You got to catch up with a mate.
And this is it, because I actually wasn't going to go out. We were sitting having dinner at about 6:30. Actually, speaking of which, that was the dinner we had. Ray Shah sent over. Ray and Danny sent us this care package. Yeah.
And they're so good.
It was incredible. The Bakehouse or something. I put it on my Instagram. And that's something that if we know people who are going to have kids, that's something I'll be sending because it was so welcome. Especially because they get this big, fresh loaf of bread. And when I came back in drunk from the pub that night, I was just eating slices of bread about an inch thick with butter on them.
We were so spoiled when we got engaged, when Alex came along. Like, people have been so nice. That one of the things we spoke about the other day was like, we need to be better at this sort of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know,
giving gifts and acknowledging other people's
life
milestones.
Yeah, like, you would have obviously acknowledged the milestone and all that sort of stuff. But, like, people went to the trouble of getting, like, thoughtful stuff, like food, because you didn't have time to cook, or, you know, gifts for the baby. Like, oh my God, he's spoiled rotten. Like, all of that sort of stuff that made just you in particular stop and go, I need to be better at this.
Yeah, like, sending a text is not good enough anymore. So that night anyway, I wasn't going to go out at all because I had been doing a bit of work. As soon as your mom got over, I was like, right, up on the computer, I'll do some emails and stuff. So I was working away and I was plowing through it and I was feeling good about that. And I was kind of thinking I could just do 2 more hours work and then have an early night and sleep all through and that could be what I need. But it was your mom said, you know, there's more replenishing of your soul you need than just sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You need to replenish the conversation. You need to replenish all these other sides of you that are lost from just devoting yourself entirely to being a new parent when you're just trying to keep them alive at this stage. And that was what twisted my arm to go out. And I'm so glad I did, because myself and Colton literally had amazing chats. And of course, we chatted about the baby, we chatted about you, we chatted about all of that, but it wasn't the main focus of our chat. We got to talk
which
about
is so
something
good.
Other than
baby life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is so good. So I have a night out arranged with my pals, which you say is unfair because I've arranged it with enough notice.
Yeah, you give me 24 hours to get lads together. Go here, listen, mom's calling over tomorrow. Why don't you go for pints with the lads? But you can't give the lads 24 hours notice. So
and then I was
Kofi
just like,
was
oh, I have this date in the diary. I'm going out with all the girls. You're
weeks
like,
away.
What?
She's sending out invites and everything. Save the dates.
I can't wait for that. We'll see how long I last for that.
Yeah, no, you're just going to get a couple of drinks into you. You're going to get drunk enough to want to come home and cuddle them and text me. You're going to be hopping my phone out of it.
Yeah,
is everything okay? Are you okay? Is he okay? What's he doing? What's he doing? Is he mooching? Is he all right? Has he pooped? Has he pooped yet? Is it just wheeze?
That's like literally our conversation on the daily. Has he gone for a poo? Has he gone for a poo? Has he gone for a poo?
And then when he poos, I've never felt so much joy.
Like, we're like, yay,
he'd be in the other room and all you hear is this. Yay. Good boy, Alex. It is crazy though, this sort of stuff you get excited about. Everything is just reframed, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is at this stage in the podcast is when we're probably going to start losing the people who are tuning in just to like see what's going on and maybe aren't new parents or aren't on the path for kids or aren't really interested in kids right now in their life, because I'm very aware of the fact that this conversation is now the exact sort of conversation I would have steered away from a year ago. I would have been like, oh, fuck off. Oh yeah, it's the most amazing thing you ever do. I'm sure it is. But it's just so different to anything else that we've done. And he's just looking at me there. All right, buddy. And they say that he can't really see things yet, just sort of shapes and stuff. But
he's so advanced.
Swear to God, when you're like, he's not a child, he's so advanced. But when you're feeding him, he's looking like staring into your eyes.
Yeah,
he's looking
into your soul.
He's like, all right, Dad, yeah.
Give me the food.
Get that into me. Yep, yep, yep. So speaking of getting the food into him, he's a little guzzler. But then what we noticed was he's, at nighttime especially, really congested.
Yeah, we switched. We spoke about in the last podcast that we switched his food. Do we notice a difference?
Don't think so.
I don't think so.
Because we didn't give the first milk, I think, it's enough of a chance.
We really didn't.
We were too quick.
And
to
now,
be like, oh,
and
it's,
now I'm
it's
raging
the
because the one that we were using before, the Aptamil, have the little bottles that you can just buy in the shop, and they're so handy to have.
Yeah, the pre-made
the
ones.
Yeah. So now I'm raging that we like moved off it.
This is the thing, it's all this like you're trying shit out and then you're trying to see, is this okay, is it working, is it not? And it's tough because we even got this little dropper thing you give them before feeding to help with settling them, but then we weren't consistent with doing that. We'd do it three feeds in a row and then
you
inevitably
forget.
You'd forget.
Well, you forget during the night. It's like
then the next day you wake up and realize, oh shit, we never did.
Again, yeah, he's quite nasal, like he's very congested nasally, in particular at night time. Takes after his mummy. We got little drops for his nose.
He takes them like a champ. I'm so like, proud of him.
He's so good.
Not a bother to him. Because somebody was going, oh, we did that with ours. Boy, he hated him. He cried loads. We gave him the drops. He's just like that. Yeah, go on. And what?
And people are so good. Like I popped it up on Instagram and loads of people messaged me with advice of like, get these, they're great, whatever. So we ended up getting one of them.
Yeah, some sort of saline thing that just helps break it down. Because they don't know how to blow their nose yet.
Yeah.
So they don't have to do anything yet. So
you know, you can get like a little sucker thing you put in their nose and you essentially pull out the snots.
You should actually do that. I think that would be a really good exercise for you to do, actually.
That's what we should do, and record it and put it up on the new parents' Instagram. People want to see that. Let's do a poll. Let's vote. Who wants to see Killian pull the snots out?
So why is it definitely me doing it now?
Because you're the one that's like allergic to sick and all.
But not his sick for some reason. He has a little cough.
Well, that's because it's milk like, at the moment. Wait until he gets chunks.
Okay, let's not talk about it. I have a phobia of that. So yeah, he's doing well apart from that congestion in the evening, and then he won't settle at night time. We made the decision last night that whoever isn't on, we were just doing it that person's on the other side of the bed, and the idea is that you sleep. You don't sleep because you can hear all the mooch and you can hear the up and
like
down.
No, I definitely can't because I hear him unsettled, and it takes all of my willpower to not go, give me the baby.
Yeah.
No disrespect to you. That's no, like, you're not doing it right or anything like that. It's just literally in you to just go, give me a shot, I'll try. Like, so I do find it hard to go asleep when you're looking after him. Set your phone on there, Killian.
And your phone
mine is
well.
On silent.
But it was your vibrate, I think, that was
I
most
distracting. I don't have vibrate on.
Damn it, that was my vibrate and the buzz.
The very thing that you give out to me about.
Yeah, I know. I've got baby brain, all right? Give me a break. Oh, hang on, actually. My brother's Gav's calling me. Will we answer live on the air? Hello, you're live on the air with Killian and Debbie. Welcome to the New Parents Pod.
Oh, hi guys. Long time listener, first time caller.
In all seriousness, Gav, you think we're joking. We're actually recording at the moment and you're being recorded.
Jesus Christ. Don't answer. It's like, oh God.
We did on purpose.
Yeah, I wasn't ringing friends in particular. Shall I leave you guys back to it?
All right, listen.
Nice and go back to your recording.
Thanks for calling. Keep listening. Right, let's open that wound. Come on then. So it turns out I didn't think I was that bad the night after my pints with Paul. I thought I did okay. Well, I think we just sat and watched a movie and hung out. I thought I was being a good dad. I thought I was doing well, but it turns out...
No, you were, but you were a bit switched off the next day. Like, you weren't full chilling. Like,
in what way?
Well, like, I'm trying to remember. It was like, oh yeah, I cleaned the house that morning and you got to stay in bed longer. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Feels like there's a little bit of jealousy. So my switch offness was just you were envious. Your downstairs going,
he was out last night. I was just so aware that my mom had done the whole night. She's tired. We have to at some point take the baby back off her. Hmm. I was downstairs cleaning. Ideally, you should have taken the baby off at that point from her so she could go asleep. So instead, Mam got up to help me with him so I could still do what I needed to do. So there she is again with the baby.
It's not much of a defense, but in my defense, nobody came in to me to alert that. I just thought I was getting this free day. I was like, this is amazing.
And then eventually when you got up, you just weren't switched on. I actually think you went somewhere.
No, I didn't.
I think you might have.
I don't think I did.
I think you might. Did you go shopping again?
No, I didn't. I think I made your mom a croissant and everything.
Everyone about your two shopping trips.
Well, let's not get into it.
Go on, tell about your two shopping trips. Where did you go? You went to get something and then ended up going fucking shopping while I'm at home with the baby.
Okay, that sounds far worse than it actually was. It was the first night that Alex had the bad congestion. He wasn't settling. So we're Googling left, right and centre. And we're like, right, we need to get these saline drop things. And there was a Boots opening of the square at 9 a.m. So I said, right, I'll get up at the crack of dawn. I'll be there for 9 a.m. I'll get the stuff straight home. I'm walking into Boots
in
the
mind,
Square.
He said straight home. Continue.
I'm walking into Boots in the Square. And as I'm walking out, having successfully got what I needed, there was a shop across the road and it was like, sale, sale, 50% off.
And anybody myself, who knows Killian, he cannot pass a sale or a reduced sticker.
I don't think I've ever bought anything full price ever. And I just said, I should look it. I'm here anyway. Because it was like, I got in, I got the stuff.
Bear in mind,
out.
Your poor baby is at home, find it difficult to breathe, and like, you just drops while you're off shopping.
The way I justified it was, there was no queue, right? But let's say there had been a queue. I could have been 10 minutes in a queue waiting to pay. Sometimes you can be ages in Boots waiting
to pay. Is this like your defense?
Yeah.
This is your defense.
Hear me out, right? We were lucky there wasn't a queue. I managed to get in out quick.
But there is a
version whereby there could have been a 10-minute queue.
Wow.
But instead of the queue happening in the pharmacy, I just reallocated that time to have a quick browse.
A quick browse.
Very quick.
You were gone hours.
Quick as a flash.
You were gone hours.
That included driving to and back.
We live, what, 20 minutes, 25 minutes away?
If there's traffic, that could be 35 or 40 minutes if there was traffic. If I had done the same trip at like 5 o'clock, it would have been 40
on a
minutes
Sunday,
there.
On a Sunday.
Okay, look. I'm just saying, if it was 5 o'clock on a Monday.
Just admit you went shopping.
Oh, look, I will admit I went shopping.
And then you went shopping again.
I needed a little bit of retail therapy.
Oh my God. My tiny violin is almost broken with the amount of times I'm playing it for you.
It's just because you can't drive yet. As soon as
know,
you can drive,
so
you're
going
to be hopping the shop.
So annoying. Yeah, but I'll bring him with me. Yeah,
I couldn't bring him with me.
Why not? What stopped you?
Really bad congestion. He needed to be. Look, I just couldn't resist. I found that I'm living in tracksuit bottoms an awful lot more than I ever have. So I thought, hey, I'll buy another pair, 50% off. I'm saving money. That money I can put towards raising this child, which is what I did with the savings I made on the.
So anyway, the next day I wanted you to Hoover.
And I did a smashing
job. Then I heard
job.
My mom Hoovering.
So your mom just took it upon her. And credit to her. But you can't give out to me because your mom was
I
good enough.
I absolutely can.
No,
because she only picked up the Hoover because it took you an hour to get the Hoover out.
We weren't having visitors. There was no deadline for the chores.
Because this is the only moment to get to clean the house. There was somebody else here that was like distracting the baby because he doesn't sleep. He doesn't do, like he needs minding at the moment.
I feel like you're painting me in a really bad light.
Yeah, I'm the light that you're in.
It's not.
It is the light that you're in.
I genuinely thought that I was like, I handled the old the day after
but
points
really
what well.
Was actually really interesting about it all is that like my stuff that I was saying to you, I don't know what you call it, but like the things I wanted you to do.
Oh, nagging. You call it nagging. There's a word for it, actually.
I wanted you to do when you weren't doing quick enough. I know in your head you were like, I'm being punished for going out last night. And that's not what it was.
The whole thing felt like a test that it turns just found out I failed.
No. Like it absolutely wasn't because you went out last night or the night of like the night before.
I think back to all of the bullshit. I'm so glad you went out with Copeland last night. I'm delighted for you.
But you know what the mad thing is? Because when you got home, I was already in bed. I went to bed about 10:30. You got home at like after 2, whatever it was, half 2 or whatever. You came up to bed. That's fine. Woke me up when you came in. And
I was as quiet as I could be.
You were talking
back to me. I thought you wanted chats.
Excuse me, talking the ears off me for about an hour and a half. I'm pretty sure the same conversation you had with Copeland in the pub I got. And. So then I was like, okay.
Sorry for sharing. Wanting to communicate with
my
partner.
Next time
you get the cold shoulder.
Listen. So you're talking away to me and I'm like, this is fine. This is grand. It's adult conversation. We didn't get to speak. So we're chatting away and everything like that. That's grand. And then you stop talking. So then I started telling you information that I had received day.
No, don't tell me.
And I turn around and you're asleep. Asleep. Fast asleep. So I spent an hour and a half listening to you. 5 minutes into my conversation and you're fast asleep.
Was what you were saying boring?
No, it was very interesting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that was your night out.
Yeah.
I was great. I just went to the pub.
I genuinely thought, and if anyone else had asked me how did it go, I would have been like, yeah, it was great. Delighted I did it. Now ask me.
Next
I regret
day,
every
breeze.
Minute of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was your night out. That so was it worth out. It?
No, now, no. Because I didn't realise it was like the Crystal Maze the next morning with all the tasks.
No, it was worth it. You got to catch up with friends, have
it
a
really was,
conversation.
Yeah. It was nice because as much as I do love the bubble we live in, it is very much a bubble. And everything you and I talk about really is baby related.
Yeah.
And it is very easy just to kind of get lost. Like us, like you and me, like our connection, who we were before the baby, it could be very easy just to lose that.
Yeah.
Because now you've got this third thing that you can focus all your attention on. Because a relationship between two people is work sometimes, you know.
Yeah, our friends actually said that the other day when they were over. We spoke about that. We had two friends over. They had a new little baby as well. And they spoke about like, because our relationship comes easy to us. And they were saying like, you'll probably find now that you have to put in a bit of work in your relationship, which will be something new for us. Because since the moment we've been going out with each other, it's never been work. It's just always been easy breezy. So like, it will be interesting to see moving forward.
Oh, I'm already seeing exactly what's happening. You feel like you're doing all the work. I'm just swanning around
just
going for pints
like
and lazing around.
Baby all the time.
There is times though I'm on baby duty and like we're just sitting there and he's fine, he's chilling, he's in my arms, he's mooching, or I might put him down and I can just get your energy. You'll walk into the room and you're meant to be off doing whatever you want to do, having your time, but you'll be like, oh, I might give this a show. I'm like, no, I'll go and do something else other than being a mother for a minute. Oh, no, yeah, I just want to I just come on. He likes me. I love cuddling him so much. Yeah, I know you do. But you also need
but like,
to.
Like, this time goes so fast. That's what one thing that everyone is telling me is to cherish these moments because it actually does really go by so quickly.
Yeah, so that's why.
It's only too big for cuddles.
I know. And so this is why, and I didn't want to get into the crux of it, but the morning after the pints, I wanted to give you that time with them. I wanted to kind of take that step
back.
And let you have those moments. And now you're throwing it back in my face.
You're on a thin line here, buddy.
Oh, yeah? I meant to say to you, I'm going over pints again on Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
But on Thursday, you see. I'm going to have this house spotless. I'll be up at the crack of dawn.
It's just, you know what it is? You're great. You're a great partner. You're great.
There feels like there's a but coming.
There is a but. Take ages for it to do everything. But. Everything's a dance, like it's a dilly dance. Nothing's done quickly.
But when I do something, I do it right.
Yeah, but just do it quicker. But
then I'm not going to be doing it right.
You can. How come I can do it right quickly?
Sometimes I have to redo the stuff you do.
No. Oh my God.
No, as soon as you're airing your dirty laundry. No. Oh, yeah, mind then. Okay, you want? Speaking of dirty laundry, how many times have you put stuff either in the dryer or on the clothes horse where you haven't unrolled down socks, for instance? So then socks are like, they don't dry in a ball. Because then when I'm picking all the other dry clothes off the clothes horse, I get these balls. I've come across these balls of still wet sock. So, you did it quick. Granted. But you did it wrong. Okay?
How long have you been waiting to say that? Okay, we're moving back on topic. What's next to discuss?
Our first family meal.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of the house.
We went out. Well, it was kind of our second one. We did Cafe and Sen one afternoon. Do you remember that? We went into Cafe and Sen. I had to go into town for something, so we ended up going into Cafe and Sen.
That was lovely. Their whole new back section is really nice. Yeah, it's like really you're outdoors, lovely. But you're indoors, and there's loads of space and everything. So that was really nice.
And he was asleep for the whole time.
Which was a blessing, yeah.
Yes, so we got to eat.
And then, was it a Friday night? I don't even think we realised because your life
was... No, it was a Saturday night because it was the night after your night out.
Oh, yeah, the famous night out.
I was like, come on, let's go get a burger somewhere. So we went into town.
As we were driving into town, I don't think we even realised.
Yeah, kind of forgot that like life is back again.
Hopping. So we parked up, we had the buggy and we thought, you know what, let's just stroll around. And we did. And I was loving it. There was real buzz around town. It was mild and it was just really nice. And honestly, if I didn't have the car, I would have been happy sitting in somewhere having a little drink.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, didn't have the same experience.
I enjoyed it. And like we did pass some places where sitting outside, couples were having
drinks. It's okay. It's a tough one to remember.
Oh, I was watching the baby there for a second. We're having drinks and I was like, oh, it'd be nice to sit outside, glass of wine or whatever like that. But the more we were walking around, in some areas that we were walking around, it was very packed and we had a buggy and I got such anxiety. I was so surprised.
See, it was also the evening after an Irish-French game. So there was a lot of like boisterous rugby drunk people who've been drinking since probably 1 o'clock around. So there was definitely an air of like, ooh, but what
it's
I found.
Very loosey-goosey.
Because I was pushing the buggy. So what I found actually is that everywhere you'd go, it was like Moses parting the Red Sea, that people would be really respectful. Even drunk people would be like, do getting out of their way in order to kind of accommodate you coming through. I think maybe you were just seeing stuff that I wasn't seeing of
no, it's not that like people were not minding or weren't being careful. It was just like I got it in my head that this was an unsafe environment for a baby. Once I got that into my head, then it was like, oh my God, what if somebody kidnaps them? I know I'm mental. What if somebody knocks over the buggy? I got so anxious, like so anxious. Just walking around town, I was to the point where I couldn't wait till we got into the restaurant to sit down to eat, and then I couldn't wait to get home.
Really?
just be back in our safe bubble. And I don't know if it was to do with because it's things have just opened back up with COVID. We haven't been out in so long, like, you know, and I've been really minding myself while I was pregnant, and now that he's here, it's just like I don't want nothing to happen to him. Do you know that
there is that? Because we did make a conscious effort to be the sort of parents who would just get in the car, go do stuff straight away, and not kind of get to a point where you're in the bubble so long that it actually that does become scary to step out of the bubble. Mm-hmm. We did the weekend and we got home, no one robbed him. It was safe and sound.
People are going to think I'm absolutely mental.
No, look, people are probably going to be able to relate.
Like, I was like fighting back the tears. I was just like, get me out of here. Like, that's how much anxiety I had having him in town, like when it was busy. Just because like people were drunk and it was just like, you just don't know what could happen. Like, I know, I'm crazy.
But it's also a mother's worry, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And then the fact that I wasn't worrying like that, now you're probably thinking, he doesn't even give a shit, Nick. I'm not letting him out of my sight with that child. No, he doesn't even care.
No.
But we had a much more successful trip into town today.
We did. We went
It's Valentine's night,
Valentine's.
By the way.
It's Valentine's. So we went in and we booked our wedding.
Yep. Booked and paid for.
Booked and paid. Well, deposit.
It was a very small deposit paid for.
Can we say where?
No, of course we can. It's just it means that we're not going to be able to sell the exclusive rights to RSVP or whatever.
Went into the Westbury today for our lunch, a little Valentine's date with my two boys. We put the deposit down on our wedding. We are getting married this year and we're only organising it now. So, and,
like anyone we hit up, you know, the band, the DJ, all the different things that we're planning for the day, they get the date and then they just assume 2023 and we're like, oh, no, this year.
Are you mental?
Yeah, like, okay. But yeah, we're just...
There's a couple of obstacles because we're... All the COVID weddings being pushed
on.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are unavailable, but we're getting there. We're getting through it. So we just decided there at Christmas or just after Christmas, we were like, feck it, we just get married this year. So that's what we're doing.
That's it. I had said to you, and we can talk about this because we're getting close to the end of the show now, but we had talked about how I kind of gave you two options at the start of the year. We talked about this because just with finances and with just life and everything else. I said, would you rather wait until 2023 and do a big 2-day wedding extravaganza, or we could do something smaller in 2022.
And I said something smaller in 2022, which suits me perfectly fine because I would prefer a smaller wedding than
I think so. After having been to a couple of small weddings, they're really nice and intimate.
But even I'm not like a big thing wouldn't be my thing anyway.
A big thing wouldn't be your thing. A big wedding wouldn't be your thing.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, do you know, so
you'd like something a little bit more
intimate, like people you actually know at it, and yeah. Yeah, just a smaller thing and like not a whole big long day or anything like that is more my style. So that's what we're doing.
Very
and
much looking forward to that. Yeah, but yeah, so we put the deposit down on that today and no doubt we're going to be talking about that over the next few months anyway. That'll crop up again. In the meantime, this little fella's mooching. He's a little buzzer. I'm so excited to see how he
pans out.
Yeah, grows up and matures and changes and hope he's sound.
Well, he will, because he has me as a mum. Don't you? I'm the funny one.
Oh, Jesus.
Everyone thinks you're the funny one. I'm the one that gives you all your jokes. Isn't that right?
Secretly writing all the material.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, go on with yourselves. We will...
Go on with yourselves.
Chat to you.
You can't end a podcast with go on with yourselves.
What do you want to do real formal? That's another episode of the show wrapped up this week.
That's it for this week, guys. Thanks for tuning in all of the time.
Yeah,
we're forever grateful.
Which, by
please
the way,
share, get other people to tune in.
If you know anyone who's just had a kid, has a kid, wants to have a kid, doesn't have a kid, doesn't want to have a kid,
is a kid, anybody.
Yeah, tell them about the show, because that really helps spread the word, because we have put it on our social media and I think everyone that we know personally mm-hmm. knows about it, so we can do no more to get it out there. If you even enjoy this a little bit, tell yeah. people about it and get them to go back to the start, listen from the first episode, so they get the drama filled first episode and they think that this is what it's like the whole time, and then they get the come down of realizing nah, it's just us.
Well, there might be drama for next week's podcast. Da, da,
da, da. Are you breaking up with me?
No, I'm not being left doing nights on my own. You mad thing, you've got me for a while.
The only reason you stay with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, for sure.
Does that mean I can get away with murder because I know you're not going to leave me for the next while?
No.
Can I go out again tonight?
Tonight? No.
Okay.
It's a Monday. Actually, also, yeah, go on.
It's also Valentine's. I'm not going to go out on my own on Valentine's night. Where is Debbie Killian? I don't know. Anyway, gives her the point. All right, Alex. We're wrapping up.
We're going.
All right, go on with yourselves. We'll chat to you. We'll chat to you next week.
Bye for now. Have a good week.
As always, thanks for listening. New episodes drop every single Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts.